Welcome back to the back alley where stuff gets down
all
and
the time.
We're having guests on weekly and we're going to probably get this one out soon. By the time you're listening to it, we will have a great, great one. This one's actually an interesting podcast as we're taking away from the basketball side for a second and we're going to... we found a new guest for this week and... you'll be excited to what he has to offer and share with his story. So,
yeah.
So, here we go. His name is Sonny.
Oh, yeah, guys. I'm here today. I'm here today.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle?
Welcome, Sonny. How do you feel?
Good. I feel perfect. I'm happy to be here.
You will notice that Sonny has an accent. He is from?
Azerbaijan.
Where is that?
It's in Eurasia.
Asia. Okay, yeah. So, just to start off, is Sonny your real name or just your American name?
I used to have pretty nicknames, but my favorite is Sonny. My real name is like a Zainal.
Zainal. Yeah. Zainal. Okay, that's how your Instagram is. That's right.
Exactly.
So I
last
guess
last year,
I'd...
like in California, I was in high school and people used to call me Z.
Z.
Yeah, it was
Z.
Very short and I decided to change to Sonny.
You just switched it?
Yeah.
You just switched it out of, what made you choose Sonny?
Bronx Tale movie. You know that? There's a character named Sonny.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, Sonny, asking a question. So when you first came here, what was the one big difference that was different to you?
From my country or from
Yeah, California? Like coming here, like what was the biggest change for you?
Biggest change for me, I can say I'm alone here. I don't have a family or any friend around here from my country. And the education system is very different. I can choose whatever I want to study about, but in my country it's way different than here. Like they're giving the classes to and we have to study about that. But in here it's very, very different.
Oh, so back there you didn't really get to choose what you were studying?
You choose only your profession and they gave you the class.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you had to like almost it's like flip flop. Like here you study, then kind of choose jobs. There you had to choose jobs, then study.
Exactly.
Dang, I don't know if I could do that, to be honest.
Actually, we just had this talk in our first year seminar about over there, how it is like that. Do you get to choose the job? Because I feel like there's some, or choose the profession? Because I thought it was based off your skills.
You mean in my country, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, what's up, Alexis? We're currently having a podcast. You want to be on it later? What are you looking? Oh, yeah, hold on.
Quick question. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, no, you're good.
Are you guys staying for break?
We're off the Tuesday, Wednesday, and then we come back. Or no. We're off Wednesday, Thursday, and we come back Friday.
Okay, you guys will be here by Saturday?
Yeah.
All right, Beck. Can you guys just open the door for me when I'm back? Because I get Saturday, but they're making you pay the night. But I mean, if you guys are here, I can just.
Yeah.
All right, appreciate you guys.
I
appreciate you.
Hey,
let me know.
Yeah, I will. Anyways, sorry about that. We have some incomers that like to just walk in, and we love it. Open doors. What were we talking about there? Oh, yeah, the
job.
So, in your country, is it based off the skills that they think you have or whatever?
It's like a 60% to study and 40% on skills.
Like, okay.
In my country, it's the mentality like that. If you're choosing this job, it means that you have a skill. And when you give your CV, you are writing about your skill set. Hey, this is me. This is what can
okay.
I do. This is what am I capable of.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes a lot more sense then. That's interesting compared to America. So that relates back to this next question. So what made you want to come over here in the first place?
America was all my dream
really?
Country because, you know, the GTA game. From the GTA 5.
That's what made you see it? Like,
No, it was like coming here was like required more professional, but
yep.
The reason I chose the California, like my dream city, Yeah. I always want to go there.
That makes sense. Yes, that makes sense. When did you first get over here, I guess?
Last year.
Last year. Yes. Last year. And that is when... So you've been... I mean, this is kind of like college, but you've been alone over here for almost 2 years now.
Exactly.
That's insane.
So how'd you come from California to here? What made you choose all the way from California to Illinois?
So I had some discrimination in California. I was an exchange student. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, we are staying in a family. And they're taking care of us. Sorry, I'm new.
No, you're good.
And I faced some discrimination, and I said that I don't want to stay here, and I just break my school and come back to my country. Uh-huh. Yeah. And I gave a CV to universities, and these are the university who accepted me.
Uh-huh. Oh.
So that was mostly, that was my next one. So that was mostly why you chose Illinois College, or was there like, can you go anywhere?
No, because like I said, my high school career was like in just like just pause and come back to my country.
Yeah.
And it was hard times, but I'm happy to be here.
That's great. That's great. Are you, so I know most of the foreign exchange students are, I know Julie is here for all 4 years. Are you planning on staying till the semester or the year and then going somewhere else, or what are you planning on?
So... I'm not sure exactly, but I'm okay to stay here, but if I have to
That's awesome.
I will choose the California again, the UCLA.
Really? Really? I remember you telling me that when I first met you about the UCLA. No, that'd be awesome. You've experienced a lot more than a bunch of people that I could probably name off.
Yeah.
Henry's got a real question, quick question.
Yes, I got a random question again. Back at your hometown, what kind of brand cars did you drive? What's pretty normal? What's typical over there?
So in my country, every brand of car you can see, the luxury, the middle class, and the low class. But if you ask me, we drive like every kind of car, Mercedes, BMW, the Toyota, and Porsche. We have every kind of cars in the country.
So what's the most, what's like a...
Most used car?
Yeah, what's like the typical common car?
So the cars are changing by BMW and Mercedes.
See, that's what's different around here. Like, typically your BMW and, you say it differently, but here we say Mercedes are like the high class cars. But over there, it's like the pretty common car. Yeah, overseas it's like the common car, which I think is pretty cool. And here it's like the high class because, like, we have a lot of, like, trucks, basic cars.
Exactly.
That adds on to it, just kind of comparing, what's the American food like compared to, back home?
So, to be honest, I like my country's food better, but there are some things that I can say, I like burritos so much here.
Burritos?
Burritos. And, like, ribs.
Oh, yeah.
My favorites.
That's good. Is there any foods you don't like here where you're like, this is terrible?
In America generally, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like the spicy food so much.
Spicy foods. That makes sense. There's a lot. Actually, there is a lot of spicy food here. That's got to be a weird change, I feel like. Is there any other changes where you've got over here and you're like, wow, they do this a lot differently, or...
So, in my country... The touch system, you have to have a one hand between the someone when you stand in the line.
And really?
When I see here, I was shocked because like people are so each other, like people are so kind
That's interesting.
That's interesting. Like, and I learned that I can't touch anybody, like if I don't know them, it's a crime. I was shocked when I learned about that.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Sonny, when we first met him, he was giving hugs and everything. And
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Many people knows me.
Yeah. Yeah. Henry, you got anything over there?
Yeah, so back in your home, when you were back at home, what did you, like, think of the United States? What did people think over there?
So, like, when I say that I will go to USA, they told me, they, like, saw me like they was like a shock because the USA is like a very different class.
Uh-huh.
Coming here is like it's very expensive. Like coming here, the plane bills and the annual plan.
Yeah.
And in my generation, nobody has come to the United States before. Like, there are some, but they mostly prefer to stay in country, mm-hmm. but I choose the hard way for a career.
I like that saying. Yeah, I don't think I would even... I would love to go overseas, but, like, being on my own for 2 years, that's a whole different ball game you're dealing with.
To add on to that, so after... Actually, tell us what you're majoring in and what you plan on doing with that, and do you plan on staying here or are you going back home?
So I'm majoring in computer science, but
oh, wow.
Also I'm interested in law. Probably I will pick the law, pre-law in the third or fourth year.
I remember you telling me that before. If you go the law route, do you know what law school you want to go to?
If I have to choose a law, I will probably go to Georgetown.
Georgetown, wow, that's up there. You heard it, folks. Georgetown is his pick. Do you know what type of law? I know it's pretty, like, for me, if I wanted to go into law, I didn't know yet, but you got, like, personal injury, you got corporate, there's so many random, you know?
I'm interested in criminal law.
Criminal law. Yes. Okay, that's a different animal, too.
I like to research about the documents and the crimes that happened in the past.
The documents. Yep. That's awesome. We need people like that for sure. And then make a nice buck. I mean, not that has anything to do with what you really want to do, but... So, Sonny here, we first met him on Welcome Week, you know. I didn't realize until I glanced in the esports room that he is on the esports team. How'd you get on to...
I quit that.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Why'd you quit?
You know, like... There was something that happened, like, I didn't like to talk about it.
Yeah, no, that's all good.
Like,
did you like the gaming aspect, though? How is it like, no, actually, this is a legitimate question. How did you like where you could just go in? Was there, like, practice times, or could you
practice
go in
whenever?
Practice
times, like, the reason I quit, I just missed the one practice, and I was sick, and I texted the coach.
Okay.
But when I texted the coach and I sleep, but when I woke up, he told me that I'm going to replace you in the next game. And I was like a key guy in the Valorant because I played the Sentinel. Sentinels is one of the most important roles.
Oh,
they're
wow.
covering you from the back, and they're covering you from the when you get in the side. I'm not saying I'm the perfect, but like I said, I was a key guy because the Sentinel system. Have you played Valorant before, guys?
I have not. I'm mostly actually Henry can share that.
Yeah. What's the game about?
So the game is about there's like a five roles. Initiator, sentinels, duelists, and I don't know the two. I know there's one smokers about, and I can say the game's about like there's 5v5. It's mostly probably like this game is taken from the CSGO, the Counter Strike Global Offensive, and mixed with the Overwatch. It's the game is like this. It's very fun, and if you ask me, I prefer CS. But when I came here, I learned that there is no Counter Strike. Yeah. Then I choose the Valorant, and that was okay. Mm-hmm. So every character has its own skills, own kind of utilities that they can use against the enemy. And my favorites are, I can say, Cypher and Chamber. Chamber is like is okay to play very aggressive, even if you got the nerf. Mm-hmm. And Cypher, because of his traps, like you can play very safe with Cypher. You just set your trap, trap and cage, check with your camera, and just get out and kill the people with the trap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these games I'm not really familiar with because I play just the typical, just like the typical American games, just the NBA, Madden, college football.
I like NBA.
Fortnite.
NBA is a great.
Were you ever a Fortnite guy?
Yes, I play Fortnite. Okay. Like 50 skins or something like that.
So what season did you start playing Fortnite in?
Last year. I was starting last year in January.
Oh, wow. So you didn't experience like the...
Not too
the,
much.
The way beginning.
I'm following the Fortnite events, but I just joined like last year.
Oh, I wish you joined... It would have been about 2018, 2019.
Yeah, I wish
like,
I was.
It was.
But this year I was playing like a PUBG.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that was big then. I haven't seen that since
Now it has lost its popularity.
Yeah, that's interesting because there's a lot of, like, those games, like, I mean, we've heard of, but we just have never played. There's a, yeah, that's interesting. Esports. We are D1 here, Division 1.
Division 1, yes.
That's awesome. We are a localized D3 school here, so having esports that are D1 is pretty impressive. It's kind of cool to see. Sonny, tell us a little bit about music. Do you like any music? Do you listen? I always see you with your headphones on, so you can't tell me you don't listen to music.
No, I like music. I'm listening very rare American music.
Yeah.
I like the old hip-hop. Eminem.
You're an Eminem guy?
Yeah, Eminem, Tupac.
What's your favorite song?
Lose Yourself.
What about Eminem? Or Tupac?
Tupac, I like every kind of it.
Yep.
Like,
he's really good. I can see, well, I mean, I guess I don't
but
know.
My favorite song, I can say, sorry to interrupt you.
No, you're good.
The Turkish rap, I'm going like a
Turkish rap.
Turkish rap, I really like that. The Turkish songs are
interesting.
My favorite.
Interesting. You
like the song Houdini by Eminem?
Say it's more.
It's a new one.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, like real new, like this last summer new.
I didn't see that.
Okay.
So to talk about the process of getting over here, what was it like? Like, were you like, all right, I'm
like
just
motivation.
Hopping on a plane? Yeah. Are you just like hopping on a plane, getting over here? Or
so
what's that like?
In my life, my grandfather was my idol. Like,
okay. Yeah.
I was always trying to be like him, act like him. And I learned that staying here and studying here will not help me to be successful. I need to do something better than in my generation. Like, No one has ever done.
Uh-huh.
And I decided to come USA, and I have a mentor, Mike, who also is like, he's very like a friend.
Yeah,
and he helped
for sure.
me to come here, like to California and here.
That's awesome. And where does he live?
Excuse me?
Where does Mike live?
Mike is his nickname, like me.
Yeah, so is he in the U.S.?
No, he's from Azerbaijan.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. So he's kind of just guiding you, helping you on the way. Is there anything that is interesting about the US or anything that you really just can't stand, or just kind of share like just experiences that have happened? What's been a crazy experience, a worst experience, like good experience? Like, is there any just weird interactions you've had in the U.S. that are just kind of been a key memory?
So I can say, as I experienced, when I learned that everybody's free to have the gun, I was shocked, because in my country you are not allowed to carry a gun with yourself.
Oh, yeah.
If you're not a diplomat or something in the government.
Yep. That is another, I guess I didn't think about that until, yeah.
And one more thing I can say, like, people is free to do. Nobody has anything like any right to say something. That, for example, if I'm working in something, if I'm majoring in something, they are not caring about you. Like, they are caring about you in a positive way, not a negative way.
So they're just kind of, for the U.S.
people
they're
are
just
free here. Like a like
yeah,
a,
you can a, basically do whatever you
whatever
want.
Whatever you want.
Yeah,
it's
that's
a freedom
all,
country.
Yeah, that's all. Do you like that or
exactly?
Okay,
I like it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I can.
That's what we're all about. Freedom.
Freedom.
USA.
Yes.
USA. Isn't that right, Sonny? Isn't that right? So who's the leader of your country? Or is he a prime minister,
no,
president?
It's president system.
Oh, okay. So is it similar to ours?
No, it's very different. You are federal. We are like the, we are like a, so your country system is federal system, yeah?
So we're a democracy.
No, we also have a democracy, but
okay.
Everything is like under the hand of the president. We don't have like a council or the Senate like that.
You don't get to vote.
I'm under 18, but if I was, I would. We are like free to vote.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's similar. Yeah.
So who is it?
Ilham Aliyev.
So
right now we have like an event. Like many countries are doing COP29. We have like a 50 countries in the in my country.
Okay.
Now.
Yeah. That
so does
sense.
He like? Is it similar to ours? Where like, the terms. Can he run and be elected as many times as he can, or is there only specific like a cutoff?
There's no cutoff actually. Like, you can be elected and candidate like as much as you want.
Really?
Yeah.
So how long has he been in office?
So it's gonna be 27 years in the end of his... Oh. 2013 is going to be 27 years, yeah.
Oh, wow. So the people like
him. He elected again last year.
So the people like him.
Yes, I can say.
Dang. I can't imagine having the same leader for 27 years. I think our country would be... I'm not sure how to describe that.
Yeah, that's interesting to have a leader for 27 years. I know that is definitely not how it goes on here. Yeah. That's interesting. Is there any like bad experiences you've had here in the U.S.?
In the U.S. Except the discrimination, I haven't faced any problems.
That's good. That's good. That's actually really good to hear. Yeah, I know that's one, but hearing that you haven't had any really bad experiences here has makes me like I don't know. That's just good to hear. That's good to hear. Can you tell us about some of your friends you've made on the way? Like, have you? Is there people you miss back in California, or
no,
was it
no.
You don't miss anybody?
No. Never.
Well, that's good to know. Well, I'm not sure if that's good to know or not.
So, Sonny, you like it on my college? They've treated you right?
No, actually, there is one. I remember that.
There's
now.
One?
So, there was one friend, the same country from, like, very, very close. And we were both in California. I was in San Bernardino. He was in Portofino. I don't exactly know the name, but his family was take care of me so much more than my family in the
summer. Okay, I see.
If I had the chance to go back to California, I will immediately visit them.
Oh, so they were like making sure you were good, even though they weren't your like.
Yeah, every week they were
with.
Inviting me to their like a family dinners or. Family birthdays, something like that. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
You were asking a question.
So yeah, here. How have you liked it here so far?
Very good. I really like America.
Mm-hmm. What about specifically this campus? This
campus.
College?
The professors. Professors are people are very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can say. Like when I came here, I saw like the professors will be like a very serious, like a dictator, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
I was shocked when they're like very kind of honest with you and they're really caring about you, your problems,
yeah,
how you feel.
Yeah, yeah, you'll get those professors that are more like stern and like straight to the point. Then you'll get the laid back ones that are pretty calm and
easygoing.
When we're speaking of, since just school kind of popped up, so. Back at home, were you, how was the school, like, were you a traditional 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., or how long did you go for school, or was it?
So, in my country, the education system is for 11 years and 4 years.
11 years.
For university.
Okay.
Depends on what you're majoring. It
yep.
might be 5 or 6. But about the school system, I can say 11 years, and there are classes that you have to take. You don't have any choice to pick
a
class that you don't like. Like chemistry, mathematics, you have to take, and there's like 8 classes after like a 7 or 8 grade.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's understandable.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, how many students were in your school? Like a good amount, or was it?
I would say around like 1,500.
Okay, that's. I mean,
the schools are not like that. It's all in a building, not like a.
Like spread out
not,
like
yes,
this,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And one difference I can say about the schools right here, you are going to the teacher's class, but the teacher is coming to your class. This is the difference between this. Did you get what I said?
You said the teacher. You said here the teachers are going to your class.
No, you are going to teacher's class.
And back home, you're going to the teacher.
No. Listen, I want to clear that. In here, for example, if you had the federal government class, you are going to teacher's class, yes?
Yes.
But in my country, if you have a class like a mathematics, teacher is coming to your class.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That makes sense. So you're kind of, are you staying in one class?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That makes sense. We talked about the music. We talked about... Do you speak any other languages? Besides, obviously, English and...
I know Turkish and... Turkish. I know Turkish like 90% and Russia a bit.
Okay. So, pretty, I mean, basic for what we would expect.
So, can we hear those, Sonny? Here, I'll give you a sentence. Let's say, I love Illinois College. Give us it in Russian.
Russian. Я люблю тебя, Illinois College.
Okay, give us that in Turkish.
Illinois University'sini seviyorum. Sounds strange, I know.
So, is there any, like... Turkish and Russian, does it...
Very different.
Very different. The alphabet, so it doesn't align at
doesn't
all.
Doesn't like it.
What about with English?
English, there are similarities, I can say.
Okay.
Similar, very, very similar.
Are they written out in, like, letters, or...
No, the...
What's, like, those, like, weird symbols when they write?
In Russian alphabet?
Maybe, I'm not sure.
It's their alphabet, like, the... They are writing very simple. Do you have, like, a...
Yeah.
Something I can show you?
Yeah, Andrew will get that out here, but... So it's not quite letters like here.
Not like, there's no ABC.
Oh, so okay, I see. Just
press that button when you...
We're going to watch this. I wish we had a video cam here. I'll describe it out for our viewers.
Okay, so this is letter A, L.
Okay, okay.
Kind of looks like the cursive R.
Can you hold it for me?
Yeah,
yes.
I got you.
The L looks like the cursive R.
And this is the D, like a G.
Oh,
a D?
D is exactly like a lowercase G.
This is the little t.
That's a T?
T, yes.
And M is a little t.
Yes.
Yes, American folks, the M is a T.
Wow, this would mess me up.
This is E.
E is a backwards N, like Andy in a Toy Story with a little one above it. Which one is this?
But E is like I.
E
is
an
cursive L.
Cursive L, yes, we'll put that.
Yep.
Interesting.
Wow. What else I can show?
What's an A?
A?
Yeah.
It is like a simple A. But it's like,
okay.
In every sentence you write like a big.
Okay. Okay. Can you just full on, wait, is this in Russian or?
It's in Russian.
Okay.
And this is R.
R is a straight up capital P. Almost.
So did you have a tough time learning? Yeah,
I was suffering.
Like, when you came to America, was it hard to write and stuff?
In
English?
No, that was not.
Oh,
interesting. Really?
I thought you were asking, like, a Russian, but Russian was...
That would mix me up a lot.
What you said?
That would mix me up a lot if I knew that all these letters were not what they meant here.
Mm-hmm. So, can we... let's erase this real quick. Can we see just a Russian sentence of "I love Illinois College" just mm-hmm. on there? I'm kind of curious.
Yeah, folks, this doesn't look normal. The Illinois is normal.
Yeah.
Illinois.
So let me.
Illinois is normal. Other than
it
that,
it literally
you guys
almost
would have
looks
no
like a syllabus. Illinois mud.
It's like an old pyramid. It's like old pyramid.
That is. Is Turkish different?
Turkish. You guys have the same like alphabet. Let me write you.
Okay. So we got... Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we're...
Okay.
It's got
okay.
a lot of dots
okay.
above some letters.
Yeah.
Yeah, this letter you don't have in your alphabet.
Yeah, we don't have that. Mm-hmm. It's a U with two dots above it, basically.
We have a U, but not the two dots.
Yeah, it's U.
U.
University.
Yeah, university.
University.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Wow, that is...
University.
I love the Illinois College when you translate.
Wait, what's the bottom say?
Seviorum means love.
love.
Yeah.
Seviorum.
Henry, so you got a nice pronunciation over there.
Can you pronounce all these out for me so I can?
Illinois.
Let's go slow. Illinois.
University.
University.
Université.
Bob, say again.
Université.
Université.
Sini.
Sini.
Sivi.
Sivi.
Yorum.
Yorum.
Nice.
Sivi Yorum. Illinois Université Sini Univern.
Nice.
I just said Illinois. Okay, let's.
No,
can we?
You know, that's not even what it says.
So
it says I love Illinois College.
I know.
Yeah, and you just said I just said Illinois College.
Well, I was gonna say
something. Yeah. That's,
so
yeah, that's
can
what
you?
I thought.
We don't have to write it, but can you just say the Russian how it's said in Russian, and I'll try to copy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Люблю.
Yeah, like Usher.
No.
Like,
no.
Yeah.
Oh, he's saying yeah. He can say it.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wait,
yeah, that's
never mind.
That's one of the words. So what's yeah?
Yeah means I.
Okay, so when Usher singing yeah, that song, he's saying
similar.
I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Люблю.
Illinois.
University.
Is this another university?
Yes.
University. So let's go over that again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Люблю.
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 Illinois.
Университет. So, you guys, just speak with your tongue moving up and down your roof of your mouth, and just put a lot of oons and try to slang your stuff a little bit. So, Université. Illinois. Université.
Oon.
Noon.
Yes, I like that. Henry, good analogy with Usher.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if that's
how
it goes.
Well, you know what? That'll be our theme song today.
That'll be our ending song.
When Usher says yeah in Russian, right? It means I.
So
Usher's basically a narcissist.
I.
Usher is a narcissist. He only cares about himself. He's saying, I.
Can I pick today's theme music for the podcast?
What we like to do on this podcast, we do our own theme, or theme song that started out, and then at the end, we have a song. Mostly, we ask you what your favorite song is,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll play it at the end, just kind of for an outro.
Yes.
Would you like to share your favorite song?
Sure, I will share with you.
You don't have to play it yet, because that'll be our outro. Just tell us what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might need to type that in the bar. Folks, just as he's finding that, I want to announce that we have officially been on all platforms. Make sure to go to the Instagram account at the Back Alley 24. There is a URL in the description. You'll be able to see it. Currently, it's kind of cool to see that we've had 11,000 views on our Instagram in the last 30 days, which is kind of exciting to see.
That's very nice.
So you can this is all you can listen on. You can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Podcast Index, Castro, Castbox, Fountain, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Podcast Addict, and Podcast Guru. You can listen to our podcast on every single site. Click that URL and it will take you directly to our account, and if you have any problems, make sure to DM us. We'll get you some help right away. Also, we would love to hear some, you know, we wouldn't mind any DMs of who you like to hear on this podcast, and we'll try to make it work somehow. Me and Henry are possibly going to try and get us on YouTube, so that will be very exciting to see. We'll put some faces on each name. You'll be able to see a little bit better description of who we're talking to. As you see, we like to post or collaborate on our Instagram with whoever we're talking to. Make sure to check out on all the last podcasts. We've had Jacob Hoyt. We've had Ava, Charlotte, and Ella. We've had Wilson Lodge. We've had Matt Thompson, Josh Harris, and we're excited for a lot more because we have unlimited guests here. We might come out with a solo episode, just me and Henry, just to figure out what it's gonna be like. Just kind of making some jokes, cracking them, you know, make it entertaining you folks out there. So just a quick last question, Henry. You always ask it.
Make sure. Any last question. Are you?
LeBron.
Oh yeah. I gotta start off. That's a typical. I don't know if you would know it. So I like to start off with, like, you know, LeBron James.
I know LeBron James.
So when he was going from when he was first his first time in Cleveland, when he was being was gonna sign to a new team, they had a whole sit down interview, and the guy goes, everybody found out. The guy goes, LeBron, what is your decision? And he finally goes, it's been a hard one. I'm going to finally take my talents to South Beach and play for the Miami Heat. So I like to start off like that. So I like pretend you're LeBron, but you're not getting that question. You'll see in a minute. So LeBron, do you have any, are you singling and mingling? Or do you have a girlfriend?
No, I don't have a girlfriend.
Okay.
Do you plan on having any one time soon? Or do you just like to mingle? Or you just like staying the single life?
Why not?
That's valid.
It's an easy life. No priorities. Just do whatever you want.
No, I'm saying why not should I have a girlfriend? I'm saying why not to that?
Oh, no. We mean like... Wait, what? You mean why not have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Well, why? I feel like that's more of a question for you.
No, I was saying that I could have a girlfriend, but I'm not preferring now.
Okay, that makes sense. We just like to... We like to ask that to everyone. It's kind of just a fun little thing we like to say. Henry, you do have that song. We'd like to thank you, Sonny, for joining. It's been a pleasure. We do have a list of guests that are going to be on. Actually, it was kind of cool to see Sonny. DMs us, says he wants to be on, and we got him on. And it was a great podcast. So I like to say I'm Andrew. And
yes, if you want to hear me speak Russian and Turkish, I'd tune into the end of this podcast. And we'll be out here, Sonny. It was glad having you.
Thank you. I appreciate
and,
you for inviting me.
We're going to hear Sonny. So what is the name of the song?
Chorny Boomer.
Break that down for me slower.
Chorny. Boomer.
Boomed.
Yes.
So that's two words you said, Chorny Boomer. So is the first one Chorny and the next one Boomed?
Exactly.
Ooh. I'm getting on my Turkish, huh? So we're going to play this song for you.